Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. Our guest today is someone who's been on HCM Cloud Talk Radio several times before, Patty Toner, Principal Product Advisor at Oracle. Patty is a member of the HCM Cloud Development COE EMEA team and specializes in payroll. He's been with Oracle for 14 years, predominantly in financials, HR, and payroll implementations, and has an EBS background. Patty has worked in various roles as a systems analyst, developer, consultant, and support engineer. Today, Patty is responsible for providing advice and guidance to customers for their Oracle Cloud payroll implementations. Patty, it's great to have you back here in the studio. Thanks for returning to talk to our listeners on HCM Cloud Talk Radio.
Hi there, Frank. It's a pleasure to be back on the show. Thanks for having me.
On today's show, Patty and I will be going over how to make the most of payroll flows to automate your payroll processing. Patty, you were on the show a couple years ago talking about payroll flows. And since it's been a while since the show's aired, can you give a brief recap of the show to start us off and also talk about what you would like to share with our listeners today?
Of course, Frank. Well, the previous show was entitled Configuring and Using Payroll Flows for HCM Cloud. In the show, Mark Duckers and myself explained some of the concepts of payroll flows, the fact that it's a series of tasks which can be linked together, and those tasks could be reports, processes, or manual steps. You can group those tasks by activity areas, and one of the benefits of the flows is that you can enter the flow parameters once only for all of the tasks. We also looked at some of the seeded payroll flows, the global simplified payroll cycle which is provided. We discussed some of the global payroll processes and reports which are defined as flows. And we also discussed some legislative specific reports and processes which are available for our legislations. Then we looked at how customers and partners might look at creating custom flows and the various options. One was to copy the existing flow, like the global simplified payroll cycle, or to create a payroll flow from scratch. And one of the important factors was to plan ahead and make sure you get the tasks and parameters correctly. Then we looked at how you can monitor and manipulate flows via either the checklist or the payroll dashboard. And finally, Mark discussed some of the future features for payroll flows, which we were hoping to incorporate in the product. And I'm happy to say that some of those have been delivered, such as the group ownership and allowing reports to run after error of the payroll process. And I'll discuss some of those later on. So today I'd like to share some more additional information on how our customers are using payroll flows to help automate all or part of their payroll cycle.
Excellent. So thanks for that recap, Patty. So can you give some examples of how customers are using payroll flows today to automate and manage their payroll process?
Sure, Frank. Well, there's a few areas I'd like to walk through and ensure that our listeners are aware of the features. One is the shared ownership or group functionality for payroll flows. It's important to be aware of this and the use of it. Another is defining custom flows, for example, for a series of payroll reports. You might have a batch of 12 reports which you need to run on a regular basis, so we'll discuss how you could do that and the advantages of doing that. Perhaps you would like to define a custom flow for some of your payroll activities, such as the calculation phase or the payment phase. We'll take a look at that. I'd like to highlight one of the features which is entitled Repetitive Task, which is how you can run a specific task iteratively for example, deleting all quick pays or submitting multiple versions of reports. Then another feature which is important to understand and to use is flow scheduling, flow interaction, and linked flows. Another little known feature is submit a related flow, so we'd like to discuss that versus using a fixed flow definition. And finally, to discuss the feature which has recently been delivered, which is the ability to roll back errored employees from a payroll process and auto-create the payroll relationship object group.
Okay, great. So can we go down the list one by one and talk about each payroll flow in more detail? And as you go down the list, can you also provide any tips or best practice advice to our listeners to implement those flow features? Let's start off with the first one you talked about, the first payroll flow. I believe that was payroll flow group functionality. Can we start there?
Sure, Frank. Well, payroll flow group functionality, the default behavior of flows is that the user who submits the flow becomes the owner, and only that user are able to view the output and take actions on the flows. Other users can review the status of the flow according to their payroll flow security profile setup, but they will not be able to view the outputs generated or take actions on the flow, such as rollbacks, retries, marking the task as complete, incomplete, or indeed skipping the task. So this can be somewhat restrictive if there are many people who need to access the payroll flow outputs or take actions on the flows. In this case, where the user who submitted the flow is sick or perhaps on leave, this can become restrictive, as I said, and no one will be able to gain access to the outputs or take actions on the flow by the original submitter. So therefore, in this case, we encourage the listeners to look at the uptake of the payroll flow group functionality or ownership functionality. So where you enable this is through the setup task manage payroll flow patterns. And you can specify against each task within the flow the task ownership, whether that's a single specific user to own the task or share the ownership among a group of perhaps payroll administrators. And you would do this using security job roles. So this would allow a group of payroll administrators, as I explained, all to be notified when a flow is submitted, whenever it starts, ends, whenever it finishes in warning or error. And they'll also be, all of them will be able to access the output and take action on the flow. And just a final thing to be aware of is if you also wish to take advantage of looking at the log files within the group, you should ensure that every person within the group has the role ESS monitor role as part of their security setup. So that's the payroll flow group functionality.
Okay, how about the next one on the list? Can you tell our listeners about custom flow for reports?
Sure, Frank. Well, most customers have a set of reports that they run at a certain point in the payroll cycle to aid reconciliation, verification of payroll results or payments. These may be standard seeded Oracle reports, such as the gross to net, element register report, or the costing report. Or they could indeed be a series of custom reports which have been developed in BI Publisher. So rather than submit each report independently as a separate payroll flow instance, we encourage you to consider building a custom flow that includes all of the required reports within one flow. By doing so, you will ensure that all the report parameters are entered only once and they're shared amongst all the reports rather than having to enter and submit again and again for each report. You can run custom reports by using the task run BI Publisher specific task. And a tip is really to separate out your reports and don't have them in your one main flow. So if you separate out the reports into a separate custom flow, you could call that custom reporting flow directly from your payroll flow. And by separating this out, it means that you don't have to roll back each individual report within a main payroll flow, which could be quite laborious. Rather, you can just roll back the one task within the flow, which is the submit custom reports.
Okay, great. Thanks for that, Patty. So I believe the next flow is called custom flows for a specific activity phase. Can you continue with that flow?
Sure, Frank. Well, in Cloud Payroll, as I mentioned earlier, we seed a global payroll flow, which is entitled the Global Simplified Payroll Cycle. So if you query back this flow from the Managed Payroll Flow Patterns, you can view and edit it, and you will see that it includes many of the essential payroll processes and reports for each phase of the payroll cycle, and they're grouped in activity phases. So, for example, you'll see an activity called Calculate, which includes the retropay process, the calculate payroll, as well as some of the post-calculation reports. In a separate activity, you'll see the payment phase, and this would include things such as the prepayments, the archive, EFT check, payslip, and associated reports. So typically, we see customers not having one flow from end to end, but maybe a series of flows that might cover each of the activity areas. So you, as I said, you can extend the global simplified payroll cycle, or you can build a series of custom flows of your own and use flow interactions to link those flows together for easier retrieval, reconciliation and verification. And also you will have an audit trail within your checklist if you link the flows together.
Okay, I hope I'm not losing track, but I think the next one on the list is custom flow for a repetitive task. What about that flow?
Yes, Frank. So what I mean by this is probably best explained with a few examples. So in the case of some of our UK payroll customers, we have seen them typically running quick pays, though those quick pays are not processed through to payments. Rather, the quick pays are used as a quick, easy method to generate run results and costing for a single employee to be able to review the results. And then ultimately, the objective is to roll it back and include them in the payroll run calculation. But it's not always the case that quick pays can be have been rolled back. So it's normally a manual step which could be forgotten. So what you can do is use this repetitive task, and the repetitive task is actually called submit another task, and you would use this in combination with a fast formula, task repeat. The fast formula can reference a value set which has been defined using SQL, and this could return all quick pay processes within the current payroll cycle. So the task repeat formula could loop through the values retrieved by the value set and call the rollback action to roll back each quick pay in turn. Also, another example would be perhaps you want to run a specific report multiple times for different payrolls, PSUs. So you could also use the submit another task with the task repeat formula for such a case as well.
Great. So next up, I think, is flow scheduling and flow interaction. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, Frank. So again, this is an area possibly is overlooked, and customers and partners tend to sort of submit reports and processes and not use the scheduling or interaction functionality. But for flow scheduling, when submitting any payroll flow, you have the option of submitting the flow immediately or at a specific interval or frequency. So we do have predefined frequencies such as daily, weekly and monthly. However, you may wish to run a flow each night during the week, Monday to Friday, and the specific interval can be defined by writing a fast formula of the type flow schedule and then selecting this frequency when submitting the flow. The fast formula will calculate the date, time and schedule and run the flow according to this frequency. So that was scheduling. In terms of flow interaction, when submitting any payroll flow, you also have the option to make the flow interact and link with any other flow. For example, you may have run the payroll calculation in one flow by user A, and then a different user runs the custom payroll flow with the post-calculation reports. So rather than have those as two separate individual flows, you can link them together and associate each using the flow interaction train stop in the flow submission. So having done this, the flow interaction, each flow can be seen in each other's flow instance in the checklist area under linked flows. And it's an easy way to keep all of the calculations and reports linked together.
So I think we have two more flows to discuss. Can you provide details on submit a related flow versus fixed flow definition?
Sure, Frank. So what do I mean by submit related flow? So again, this is possibly a feature that's not widely known or used. But essentially, within the checklist area, whenever you submit a flow, you can, from any task within that flow, access the submit related flows feature by selecting a task within the flow in the checklist. And if you navigate to actions, submit related flows, or alternatively, you can right-click on the task, you can access the action submit related flows. So what this will actually do is to open an additional UI where you can choose to run another flow from a list of values, and it will allow you to default the common parameters already entered from the main flow or enter additional parameters to the subsequent flow. And it will be linked via the related flows area within the checklist area. So you can easily switch between the related flows in the checklist. In the Manage Peripheral Patterns UI, you can define what related flows can be submitted via the Submit Related Flow feature by listing those permitted against each task in a specific area entitled Submit Related Flows. So this is within the owner and checklist area. So when I referred to the distinction between submit a related flow versus fixed flow definition, what I'm referring to is if you use the submit related flow, it allows you to submit processes, reports, flows on an ad hoc basis as and when required, possibly iterations of reports you want to run again after retrying the payroll. So if you use the submit related flow, it will keep those flows that you submit linked together in the checklist and everything can be viewed and seen together.
Okay, and finally, the last one on the list. I think that's rollback errors and create payroll relationship object group. What info can you give us about that flow?
Yes, the final feature, it's a feature which has been delivered in release 13.18c, and you can get more information on via the What's New documentation on docs.oracle.com. So now you can use the rollback errors option from the actions menu within the checklist to roll back a process that is in error so that it proceeds to completion. The application automatically creates a payroll relationship group for those employees who have errors and takes them out of the process so that the process proceeds to completion. After reviewing and correcting the errors, you can use the cross-flow interactions, which I spoke about earlier, to bring back the employees into the parent flow or process them separately in a subsequent process. You can monitor the status of tasks within a flow from the checklist generated when you submit the flow. You can perform the rollback action any number of times, and for each rollback action, the application creates a new payroll relationship group. You cannot use the rollback errors option for a completed task, though.
Great. Thanks for going down the list of payroll flows and for the great advice, Patty. So where do you recommend customers or partners go to find out more information on implementing and using payroll flows?
Well, Frank, more detailed information is available in two guides, which are published on docs.oracle.com. The first is Using Global Payroll. In Section 5, there's a Manage Payroll Flow section. The next guide is the Implementing Global Payroll, Section 13, Setting Up Payroll Flow Patterns. And additionally, for our UK customers, they can reference the UK Payroll Runbook document on My Oracle Support, which lists the activities and payroll processes and reports which are required for processing a UK payroll. In that document, you will also find some examples of payroll flows for the UK payroll cycle, which will be kept updated and published shortly. Frank will give details of these documents at the end of the show, so thanks, Frank. Hopefully, the information in the show has been useful to give the listeners an insight into how payroll flows can be leveraged to help automate payroll processing. We would encourage customers and partners to introduce payroll flows early on in the implementation phase of the project and certainly once live to ensure that flows allow them to achieve maximum efficiencies.
Great, Patty. Thank you for a very informative show with a lot of helpful details, excellent tips and advice for Oracle's cloud payroll customers. I am sure our listeners appreciate you sharing your expertise about how to automate payroll processing using payroll flows. And I hope you can join us again in the future to discuss another cloud payroll topic. You're always welcome here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio, and it would be a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Frank. It's been a pleasure to be in the show.
And if you would like to learn more about how to make the most of payroll flows to automate your payroll processing, please visit My Oracle Support by going to support.oracle.com and search for the following document, Doc ID 233404.9.1, which is titled Payroll Processing Steps Required in Order to Process a UK Payroll Cycle from End to End. This document can be used as the starting point for designing custom payroll flows to meet a customer's specific business needs. So please check out this document today. You can also visit the Oracle Cloud Help Center by going to docs.oracle.com and click on Cloud, then Applications, and finally Global Human Resources to reach the Oracle Global Human Resources Cloud Release 13 update 18C information. With regards to our show today, we would like to point you to two helpful documents on Oracle Cloud Help Center. Using Global Payroll, and that's specifically Section 5 titled Manage Payroll Flows, which you can get to by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/2SJ3. And implementing Global Payroll, specifically Section 13, titled Setting Up Payroll Flow Patterns, which you can get to by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2BD(c)(k)8W. These PDF documents provide explanations, examples, and detailed information on payroll flows. So please check out these documents today. We look forward to any comments, questions, ideas, or suggestions you would like to share with us. So please send us an email at hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com if you have any questions about our show today or have a topic in mind that you would like to share with us to cover on a future show. It would be great hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today to learn about how to make the most of payroll flows to automate your payroll processing. We hope you enjoyed the show and found it informative and helpful for your Oracle Cloud Payroll service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.